Again, can't disagree with you totally with that. The other part of this that I keep worrying about is the reliability of the network to deliver this. Because there are times when, even here, we have network issues. There are people who will now have to ensure that you have good contact, you have good bandwidth, and the supervision is the other half of this that we have to work with. We're in uncharted waters, and we feel in our way. But I agree with the principle you put forward that if you're being told this is what you have to do, this is where you have to do it to work, let's try to put as many things in place so it could be done seamlessly for the benefit of our children and the peace of mind of those who have to deliver it. It's so the next 2 years, I see in some countries people are suggesting that they re-educate an entire. I'm trying to find the right word for it. Teach the same syllabus for an additional year because of the time lost in 2020. I don't know how that could be possible because that will frustrate some. It may benefit others. Who knows? We may finally get this level playing field that we're talking about. But it's going to be difficult. So I don't think it can finish by 2021. I think this is going to spill over into the coming year as well because we still have a lot to learn, a lot of ground to cover, and this thing running ahead of us in a lot of cases. I see, and Barbados hasn't gotten there yet, and I keep praying that we don't. I see some countries also complain about shortage of tablets and equipment because of the increased demand worldwide for communication equipment.
Well, the ministry, they said that they have some mortgage houses coming in.
Coming in, yeah. And they got private donations too all the time, which is
exactly
good.
Right, yeah. I would hope that some person would step in and try and fix this problem, get it going right. Because you cannot ask the teachers to buy your own. You're soon be telling the teacher you have to bring your own chalk or bring your own whiteboard or blackboard to school.
Some said that was already being done with toilet paper.
It's still there is you're taking some steps backwards, man, instead of going forward.
I can't, again, sir, I'm with you on that. I think we need to ensure that going forward, we provide the necessary so that we can have an efficient delivery of our system. I back you on that. I with you. Even if both of us are wrong, I with you on that one. Thank you, sir. Good contributions. Enjoy them. And I hope they benefited the public with sharing. Brass Stacks, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I am being good, sir.
Yes, sir. A few callers back, you were speaking to him, and he was, he asked you, did you see the video?
And I said no.
You said no.
Yeah.
I was so pleased when you said no.
Why?
That you, if you were near me, I would hug you.
Well, all right, let's have a virtual hug. Okay, I get a hug. Why?
Good. Now, people in Barbados, right, tend to think that what they hear and what they think is the right thing is the right thing. Now, what they do, they showed, you say you haven't seen it, they showed the section where the police was asking the lady to move on. Now, that is his duty. He were called and he was performing his duty. But what I did ask her is to show the other part where she was cursing on and taking pictures of the people relaxing, which is invading the people's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying to myself, suppose a guy was there with one of his friends that he don't want his wife to know about, and this thing go visual. You know, he in trouble. People don't understand that when people pay the money to have a relaxing time at a hotel or a guest house and they're on the beach, they must not do these things. And I believe that the police did the right thing because he was called. And he asked her to move on. But what they're saying is that she was there abusing the people, taking pictures of them, filming them, which is abuse of privacy.
Yeah, privacy, invasion.
And I was glad when you say that you didn't see it. Because you know you would attack that, and you, then the person would think that you biased.
They may still think so. Don't want your truth. Look, so it's a different point of view. That's what it is. I said to someone online, and I'll say it to you, we see what we want to see, we hear what we want to hear. And one of the reasons why I started the program by saying, you know, rumors them spreading, is because, so I fear us falling into the type of tribalism that has ripped other Caribbean countries apart. Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana with racial tensions, the United States with the racial tensions. If we get to the stage in a small island like Barbados, where everybody is in everybody's backyard, separated by, you know, two small poles and some paling, we can't have this type of tribalism running rampant. And when we selectively cut bits and pieces to put forward a point of view, either for political gain, for social whatever, or to be popular, and it circulates. So I've seen pictures in circulation because people here have shown it to me. As I said, if I don't know the source, send me the video or just a blank screen saying forwarded many times, I'll just hit delete. It may be telling me something for my benefit, but I'll pay the consequences of deleting it. What happens is I see pictures of, let's say, happening now in Bridgetown. And when I look at the number plate on the car, it ain't no number plate on any car in Bridgetown in Barbados. But it's been circulated widely, repeated many times, that whatever is happening in that particular video is happening in Barbados. If you show me a picture of a beach with people, I don't see their faces, I just hear voices. I can't even see a Bajan accent because you got accents in Barbados now that ain't Bajan. Mine is some Bajan and I'm talking to you, right? And somebody says, happening now in Barbados, happening now in St. Vincent, or happening now in Trinidad. If I can't identify the beach and I can't identify the person, why would I forward it and say the same thing? My sister in Washington sent me a WhatsApp message a couple days ago saying, CBC shut down because of X and Y testing positive. What happening down by you? And I look at it and I shake my head. Because I knew the person that was referred to in the message that she sent me from Washington. And I know that CBC didn't shut down. But it was forwarded to her in Washington. And she forwarded it to me and God knows who else. Whoever else is on her contact list. And that's my sister. So I should be able to open up a video that she sent to me. But I didn't. Because I live here. I don't live in Washington. I don't live in Trinidad. I don't live anywhere else. So the tensions that they're going through, while I feel it, I don't want them imposing it on me unless they know what's happening here. If you want to know what's happening here, pick up the phone and call me and ask me, what's happening by you, brother? Rather than circulating WhatsApp messages, we've forgotten how to be our neighbors to each other. You know, I live in next door to you, but I can send you a WhatsApp message. I could come by the pier and I'll shout and I'll ask you, you all right in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can tell me, I want a cup of water, Dennis, because I hear so with no water. Even if we're keeping the paling distance between us. That's being a neighbor.
True. I have one more question, though, before I go.
Mm-hmm.
I know you work at Paradise many years ago.
I did.
Tell me something. Is there a mark where the hotel guests can walk it, or is just, or they can go any place on the beach and...
Like, I'm glad you say that. You know I'm laughing, right? I'll tell you why I'm laughing. That particular hotel, Paradise Beach Hotel, had a wash of problems about this thing called the high water mark. Right?
Yeah.
And the reason why it had this big problem with the high water mark is because Paradise Beach had some serious changes in sea levels depending on the time of year. The guests could go anywhere on the beach, anywhere. And high water mark, low water mark made no difference to it. There was a restaurant called The Pier that was constructed on the, call it the southern side of the property closest to Pile Bay. It was constructed between two blocks, and it blocked what used to be a public access to the beach. Late Prime Minister Errol Barrow and the persons who lived up the gap complained that the building of the pier and the linking of the two blocks breached their right-of-way, because their right-of-way extended to the sky. So if the Prime Minister and Willie Hassel, who lived in the area, or the doctor wanted to take the yacht down to the sea, they should be able to go through there. The pier could never have been used, sir, and it was scarcely ever used, because just in the change of tide, because of how close it was built to the quote-unquote high water mark, the sea used to wash sand up, and literally the sea used to wash onto the pier regularly, just with the change of tide. So this thing about measuring high water mark, there are certain places in Barbados where the high water mark has changed because of changes to the beach. And it has happened on Browns Beach. I am sure it has happened on various areas of the West Coast.
Yep.
And
yep.
It has or will happen, I am sure, on Brandon's as well, sooner or later. Because I know it happened at Paradise. The high water mark, the beach either extended or retreated because of the change in tides. That's from being there, sir.
Yes, sir, that's the reason why I asked, because the lady kept asking the officer, police officer, where is the high water mark? But he did not respond to her. He just told her, keep moving. Yeah, and yeah. I think he did an excellent job. He wasn't aggressive or nothing like that, but she was, what's your number? We want your number, and you know, that kind of aggression, you know? And yeah. I said to myself, this officer got rare patience, because in other countries, she would get handled.
She would get handled roughly.
She would get handled, of course. You know that too, because I travel, and you know in certain countries, she would get handled a long time.
So do I, sir.
So do I, sir.
A casual walk on a beach in Miami.
Yeah.
Police officer rides up on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Say, get off the beach. I try to answer, say, heard me? Get off the beach.
Yeah.
People come ashore here with rafts from other islands and other places. Unless you have a reason to be here, get off the beach. Go back to the hotel. Boss man, I ain't belong in the people place. I ain't got a passport on me as a fella, black fella standing on the beach. I went back to the hotel here.
Yeah.
I never ventured onto the sand again, not even by the pool. I stayed in my room. Went to business, came back. I ain't done with that.
Yes, sir.
So that's how we get treated sometimes. But we really have to, however, be conscious of the fact that sometimes, because of the way our people view us, we have to be careful how we approach them, rather than, you know, antagonize what they already believe to be a grievance. We just got to watch it. And I think our police officers are trained and should be retrained to ensure that they remember this. Not to treat people with kids' gloves if they're giving you trouble, but to use restraint when necessary. Sir, be careful in these times. Be careful in these times. Brass Tax, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
How are you, man?
Hey, good, and you?
Well, I good too. I hear you, and I good.
And I hear you too, so I good.
Right. there's two things I want to talk about. One, just briefly there, I want to know if where the radio stations, right, or the health authorities like BAMP and them people don't really put some ads, a lot of ads in the press and thing, so people could hear what they could use to help build up the immune system to have them fight. So everybody ain't got the gadgets to find all these things on the phone. But I feel like they should have got some more of those ads, you know, of some homegrown things that you could use to build up your immune system at this time. So much for that, right? The main thing I really want to talk to you about, we had a flooding in Meadow Road yesterday when it's rainfall. Mm-hmm. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
People who was in the houses could not get the houses. This happened late last year, too. And a lot of the ministry of water, the ministry of transport, the ministry of Even the education minister was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Quick saw the bill raise a sidewalk, make a curve leading into the well that is there already.
Mm-hmm.
And it flooded again yesterday. Even worse than it was before. And, you know, the workers, under the conditions, the workers put up this structure very, very fast. They do it very, very good. The work. The workers.
Mm-hmm.
But the workers going to do what the technocrats tell them to do.
Yeah.
Right? I raised it on that spot. I worked that land for years. I know that inside out. About in the 1980s, it used to flood. Started a flood. Well, this house was built up there in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it started a flood. And they had a design to carry this water now. They decided to road and carry this water out in a gully and let Lost Bay itself over there.
Mm-hmm.
I come out and said, excuse me, could I have a word with you already? We started to talk. I said, I believe that the whole problem with this is if that plantation well get clean,
mm-hmm.
that we won't got this flooding. And they went down there to clean it out and they found a bicycle wheel over the suck. So as debris come in all the time, it keeps
just backing up around it.
Till they get like concrete then.
Yeah.
So out there could not hold the water, so the water got to find some place to go.
Cool. Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
These come and build this sidewalk and all sorts of things and raise this and raise that. And it still flooded within what the rare 4 years, then it flooded again. I am appealing to the MTW, who's in charge of wells through the island, to clean the well, and it will solve most of that problem. The other problem is, as I tell you over there from a little boy, the water directly behind me will stand there for sometime months. And the reason for this is that from year to year, well, sometimes it won't clean for enough years, but when it does clean, the people with the JCB push the mold from down in the bottom up top of the hill.
And pack it up.
So you want to see what's happening over there?
It coming back down.
Not only it coming back down, but you got a pond there again.
Yeah.
And that was a pond in my day coming up. That is why.
So the water going back to where it used to be?
What is why I'm telling you, you could visualize it for yourself.
Of course, because what you just told me, I'm looking at it in my head here. Because I don't come around the back by you, but I can see it, yeah.
Down here is the bottom already.
Yeah.
Are you still tacking up when you clean it? You tacking up more from there and can't put it down here.
Yeah.
And the place going to flood all the time. I know with these, we ain't getting enough full reports about the dengue, because you know the corona take up most of the, what's going on. But there's what's happening now. So you know a dog can be there for months now, and the musket is going to breathe when the boy can't do nothing about their body, who the land belongs to that. You could put something in it and think from time to time, but to get out there to put something is the difficulty then. Because you got you don't want to put.
Yeah.
And then it's,
what you're saying, right? I have to ask this question. Why are technocrats, if you want to call them that, I know the people who sent to do the job following instructions, but why don't we open up communication with what I call local knowledge, so that even if the technocrats look at diagrams and plans and whatever else they have, you go to the area, you look, you see what's happening, you talk to the people. If a man tell you, I've been living in XY bottom for the last 50 years, I know in my 66th year, yeah, you may think he old and stupid, but you ask him, where water does settle around here? You know, where you see whatever problems you may have. So then you check back with your map and see whether it's current, or you see whether what the fella telling you is true. Or the first day have heavy rains, if you disbelieve the man, the first day got real heavy rain, you pass the check and see if what he tell you is true. So if you tell me the water is settled across there, sir, whereas the map tell me it used to settle back there, at least you have an idea what you're dealing with. What's wrong with asking for local knowledge, sir?
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
It hurt me. I worked that land for over 30 years. I fork it. That is who got that plant up all the time. The government could not have put houses there because they know already what is the, at that time. They knew what the problem was with that ground. As a matter of fact, my house, cracking up.
Because
the land out there, is slipping. The house in front of me cracked loose already. The plantation well used to hold all the water, and the wells directly in front of me used to hold all the water. Well, I want to know if these people do not go and see these things. When the minister went over there, three ministers went out there. I want to know what these people are doing. Because the time that they take to build what they build, they could have been doing something else. In the meantime, somebody got difficulty. Only they want to set sense about it, clean that well. That's all they had to do. So you don't think that these people, listen, Dennis, I went to the dentist one time. Dennis, look at me, where's your teeth and whatever. Thing. You know the assistant that's holding the pad, turning Teshi? Go and let him go and get an X-ray. So I tell myself, boy, you can get some pain. Let me tell you, I spent 45 minutes in there fighting with this dentist here. So these people, he hear what the woman say. You answer, and send me for the X-ray. And it ain't real pain. But these people ain't going to hear nothing that you tell them until disaster comes.
Stop. I will hope not, sir, because that is a very sad thing indeed. When we have new areas opening up, when we have developments taking place, when we're putting down roads and putting down drains and inviting people to build and selling land, the lady who called this morning with the Jamaican accent that we know regularly, who says, you know, out by her floods, every time it rains, people struggling, is obvious there was a problem in that area. And the houses were built and the land was sold and nobody knew of those problems until this. Don't wait till the disaster. This is Dr. Brass Tacks.